Mike, just what was your reaction to that pass Brian Dumoulin made to set up Zucker's goal?
Great pass. I thought it was a great play by Dumo. Real good poise, great vision. It was just a heck of a play. I thought Dumo was pretty active in the offense all night long. You know, he had poise with the puck, and that's what he's capable of. And obviously that was a great play by him.
Mike, is that the kind of game, if you envision team shutout, does it look something like that? And how important was it to play well in front of Jari, given he's had a few bumps in the road lately?
Yeah, I think I thought Jari's played real well for starters. You know, I don't think they had a lot of quality looks, but the ones that they did, I thought Jari's made a couple of real good saves. You know, they had a clear-cut breakaway in the third period he makes a great save on. So he was there when we needed him. But I thought the team as a whole defended hard. I thought we did a much better job defending the scoring area. Was something that we talked about this morning. And that's an area where I know we're very capable when we're locked in. And that's an important element of playing winning hockey at this time of year.
Mike, Tristan sat or was scratched for the past three games. Obviously, the one game he was dealing with an injury, but was there any benefit just from a mental reset point or working some fundamentals with Andy over this past week that maybe, you know, showed up tonight, I guess?
For sure, I think there is. He got some quality work with Andy in practice, and that's an important aspect of the preparation process so that he can be at his best, and we're trying to find those windows of opportunity where we can get him those types of reps. I thought he looked really sharp tonight.
Mike, talk about the defensemen who were playing maybe because of injury and getting a bigger role than they had, because it seemed like tonight might have been one of their better games.
Yeah, those guys, you know, they're competing hard back there. We're not perfect by any stretch, but their intent is always in the right place. They're competing hard, and I think they're playing pretty well for us. A lot of them are playing outside of their comfort zone, so to speak, just as far as the minutes they're playing, some of the situations they're being put in. It's a great opportunity for them. And I think that's how they look at it. You know, guys like P.O. has played a much more significant role playing in the top four. Chad Weedle's played a lot. Freed's is getting involved. And so when these guys step in like that, it's a great opportunity for those guys, and I think they're embracing that challenge. Like I said, it hasn't been perfect by any stretch, but I just love their compete level, and I love, their try factor. It's just, it's always there. You know, we never doubt that. And I thought the group of six of them played well tonight.
Mike, I would imagine with the stops that Saros was making, it could be frustrating as that game was going on. Can you speak to the stick-to-itiveness and the mindset that you guys played with?
Yeah, I just thought we kept playing the game. You know, we had a lot of good looks, and give Saros credit. He's tough. He's one of the top goalies in the league, and he certainly showed it tonight with some of the saves that he made down there. But I didn't get a sense on the bench at all that the team was rattled. We were just trying to stay with it and make his job difficult. We were trying to get to the blue paint, trying to get in his sight lines, make his sight lines difficult, and and create those broken play opportunities that are so difficult for goaltenders in today's game. So I thought our guys did a real good job, especially from a mindset standpoint. You know, we didn't get antsy. We didn't turn into a high-risk team. We just kept trying to play the game the right way.
Mike, what did you see on the PK tonight, and what went well for that unit maybe that's been a bit lacking or absent over the last couple weeks?
Well, I just think it boils down to details. You know, when we're on the same page, I thought we pressured pucks at the right time. It was collective pressure. I thought we made the entries difficult. We were stingy on the entry. I thought we did a pretty good job there. I still think we can improve in the face-off circle, especially winning that opening draw. It's such an important aspect of the penalty kill. And, we're working at that. That's an area where I know we can get better, and that's just not just on the centers. It's on the guys on the line of scrimmage. When that 50-50 puck lands around that face-off dot, we gotta get our noses over those pucks and try to win some of those pucks for our center icemen. But that's an area where I know we can improve. But I just thought it boils down to just details, good decisions, and most importantly, we want to be a pressure kill. We want to put our opponent's power plays under heat. But it has to be collective pressure, and it's got to be smart in the right ways. Otherwise, we're going to, you know, we could get exposed and they could use our aggression against us. But I thought tonight they did a real good job in that regard.
Mike, how do you guys sustain the momentum you guys generated here tonight headed into the weekend ahead?
Well, I think it's important that we feel good about it tonight. You know, that's a competitive team that we played. You know, they beat some pretty good teams as of late. And so I just think we got to feel good about it tonight. That's an important aspect is just in the confidence that we need moving forward. I think we can take that out of tonight. And then, you know, once again, just something that we spoke about with the team this morning was just having that playoff mindset, and that we raise our intensity level and all of the aspects of the game. And it's a lot of the little things. It's the wall play. It's a willingness to block shots. It's our fierce, you know, compete level at the net fronts and tying up sticks and things like that, at both ends of the rink. And I thought our guys, you could see it in their body language out there from the bench. Certainly we could see it, that the intent was in the right place. And I think that's something we can build on as well.